Okay, good evening everyone. Thank you for coming. And tonight we're having like a little bit difficult topic. Hopefully we're gonna do the best. So the Mishnah in Shabbat in Kuf Kavav Amud Bet. כל כיסוי הכלים שיש להם בית אחיזה ניטלים בשבת. אמר רבי יוסי באמת וגם אומרים בכיסוי קרקעות, אבל בכיסוי הכלים בין כך ובין כך ניטלים בשבת. So we're discussing covers and covers that attach to the ground somehow. There is an extra requirement of בית אחיזה. And the Gemara is debating what is Tanakama is saying. Does he say that all the covers needs or only some of them? So then the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda bar Shila, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vu sheyesh Torat Kli Alehem. So we have, it seems like we have another requirement of Torat Kli Alehem, and we need to figure that out also. Now the Gemara discusses what is the argument between Tanakama and Chachamim. And the Gemara said, Dekul Alma Kisui Karkaot, Yimesh Lehem Bet Achiza In, Ilo Lo. If it's mamash kisui karka, if it's like a kisui for a hole in the ground, everyone agrees that you need bet achiza. If it's kisui akelim, if it's kisui for vessels or pot or whatever, that it has nothing to do with the karka, everyone agrees that you don't have to have bet achiza. Ki pligi bekelim dechabrin ubeara. The machloket between Tanakama and Chachamim is when you have כלי that it's מחובר לקרקע, מר סבר גזרינן, מר סבר לא גזרינן. Okay, so the conclusion of the Gemara seems to say that there are three levels here. כיסוי הכלים, regular כלים, normal כלי. Then everyone agreed that you don't need to have בית אחיזה. If it's attached to the ground, you have to have בית אחיזה. And if it's a מחלוקת, basically, if Tanakama says you have to, Rabbi Yossi said you don't have to, and then if it's kisui karka, a kisui of a hole in the ground, then everyone agrees that you have to have bet achiza. Now, we need to figure, like I said, what is torat kli alehem? What does it mean torat kli alehem? Is it like more than the normal kli, or it's like a normal kli? So we have a machloket Rashi and Tosfot on the spot. They're discussing this like a little bit before that in the page. But it's the same idea. Rashi says that Torat Kli Alehen means that it needs to be able to do something beside covering. Rashi says Shakisui Ra'u Letashmish Atzmo, meaning you can use the cover itself to do something with it. Hudan Itarim B'Shabbat. V'imen Torat Kli Alav Lo Amrinan Kisui Kli Avekli. But if it doesn't have the ability to do other things besides covering, we're not going to. It's not going to be sufficient, the fact that it can cover. That's not enough. So now he had a question. We have in the Mishnah that we discussed last week that you have latot shida teva migdal. It's basically doors off a cabinet or whatever. We said in the Mishnah notlin. So how could you say notlin? It's meshamesh only for kisui. So why would it be okay? It's not enough. It's not sufficient to give Shem Kli, like I just mentioned. So he said, "Uim nishev alem v'liten alem ezonot lekatan." You could do stuff with doors, like a little doors. You can sit on it. You can. So it seems clear in Rashi that just a cover is not enough to give Torat Kli. So then, when the Gemara says it needs to have Torat Kli, meaning it needs to have another shimush. Tos would argue. ואין נראה לרבנותם, יש בקונטוס שיהיה ראוי לשם שום תשמיש אחר, ואין נראה לרבנותם, כי למה יש לנו להצריך שלדבר אחר יהיה ראוי, כיוון שראוי לדבר זה? It's enough that it covers, that is enough to call כלי. So what is the requirement that the Gemara says here? אלא נראה לרבנותם, דאחי פירושו, דאי כתורת כלי עליו שתקנו ועשה בו מעשה והכינו לכך, שמאחר שלכך תקנו והכינו לכך, יש תורת כלי עליו, אפילו אינו ראוי לדבר אחר. So the חידוש of the Gemara that if you dedicate like a piece of wood, to cover with it, So the fact that you dedicated to cover, that is enough. But you can take on Shabbat a piece of wood that was not determined, like a kisui, was not dedicated to be a kisui, and use it. So for Rabbeinu Tam, it's enough that it has Shem Kli by being a cover. Being a cover is enough to be considered Shem Kli. And he compared that to Chariot Shel Dekel. B'zrat Hashem, we're going to discuss this din of Chariot Shel Dekel in the next shir. Now, the Rosh, if you saw the Rosh, I'm going to skip the Rosh, but I don't want to go too much in depth, but we'll see if you have time at the end, maybe we're going to mention that. The Rosh is trying to be Miyashev the Shita of Rashi. Like a couple of words, he says, "V'nira li d'Rashi l'tame." You see, in page number 2 in the middle, in the Rosh, in Sif Yud, "V'nira li d'Rashi l'tame." The Mefarash Kula Shmatin Mishum Isur Binyan. Lekach Tzerich Shiyeh Kli Gamur LaPuke MeIsur Binyan. The Rosh is explaining Rashi. He said, "You know what? Maybe Rashi might agree with Tosfot about Be'alma. For other thing, maybe Kisui is going to be enough. But since in this sugya we're discussing Kelim that are Mechubarim LaKarka, attached to the ground, so when something is attached to the ground, you need a higher level of dedication to be a Kli, because it's normally being Mitbatel towards the Karka. So you need a higher level of Yichud in order to consider the cover to be Torat Kli." I have to mention that this pshat in the Rosh, it's a little difficult because the Lashon of Rashi doesn't sound like it. It seems to say that Rashi, even by Kelim, hold that cover is not enough, because he was makshe on himself from Daltot, Shida, Teva, v'Migdal. Rashi was makshe from Shida, Cabinet. Cabinet is not mechubar lakarka. And if it's true that the Rosh, what the Rosh is saying in Rashi is true, the Rashi himself could have said, the reason that I can take daltot kelim is because it's not attached to the ground. So it might be that he explained it based on what Rashi said, but not exactly legamra like Rashi. And the truth is that if you look in the Rashba, you're going to see that there is an opinion that says what the Rosh is saying, but not in Rashi. So it's a good opinion in and of itself, but in the Rashi that we have in front of us, it's a little bit difficult. And then he brings Rabbeinu Tam.
So according to Rashi, the issue is not that it's muksa. If it's not, the issue is that if you take it on or off, it's an issue of binyan.
The reason you need a special dedication, because just kisu, it would take away the shem kli lechor. And I will touch your point in the Achronim b'mforash. But if you just read the Rosh, it sounds like when something is being meshamesh the karka, it's not good enough when you have a lower level shimush to call it kli, because it's mitbatel towards the karka. So to elevate it, to give it shem kli, you need like to do something that not attached to the something that it's not meshamesh the karka. And then it would be considered kli. If it's the only thing that it does is meshamesh karka, so it's considered like karka. It's like daltot abayit. Daltot abayit, although
yeah, if not,
what?
Open a door.
Because it's attached, so it's not considered moving. We're gonna get to the Rambam. It's mamash. It's considered attached. Everything that's attached to the house is considered not moving, so that's why you're allowed to open. If the door fell, you're not allowed to move the door.
Yeah.
Because the door, although the door, you could use it for to sit on it and to do many things on it, because it was attached to the ground, takes away the Shem Kli. That's what sounds in the Rosh. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and he says, no, it's enough that it has any shimush, it's still considered Kli. Again, meaning door is mamash attached to the house. Here the Rosh says, since it's meshamesh the karka, that's enough to cause problem. It makes sense. It's not mamash attached to the ground, so it's not battle completely towards the ground. It still have its own shem. So as long as it does something else, it gives it chashivut, and it's still considered clear. You can take a look on the Rashba. The Rashba basically bring you the Ravid. The Ravid basically said this opinion, but from itself, not because of Rashi. So it's a good opinion in and of itself. But in Rashi, I think it's very difficult. I don't know. Maybe you had a different Girsa in Rashi. Maybe you have a different Pshat. I don't know. Okay, so now the Rif causing us more trouble. So the Rif, if you read the Rif.
If it's right for something else, then it's a Kli Atu, that thing. Like, it shouldn't be in this Sege at all, right? Meaning, this Sege should just be this thing is Moksa. Except if it's also a Kli for some other purpose.
It does both.
That stuff will be alone to be enough to make an amuksa, right? If it's rifer to be used as a plate, that is mamish enough for it to then be an amuksa. Right? It doesn't need it serif with this whole thing.
Right? I didn't understand what you
meant. Yeah, that's fine. I don't know that. It's a bit of a tangent. That's
right. And then you maybe can ask, why do you need bet achiza if it does something else? So that's another question.
Yeah.
Why do you need two? Fine. So we're going to see soon a debate in the Achronim, what exactly do we need here. But it seems like you need Torat Kli, and you need like super something, it's a Bet Achiza, that we need to define, why do you need both. Okay, so let's discuss the Rif. Hopefully we're going to discuss Bet Achiza in the Achronim. The Rif caused trouble because we have two sugyas. The first sugya in Kuf Kaf Hei Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, "Keman metalterina naidna kisuy detanur adamat amachsia keman kerabi yosim." Vekshar Hazal, page number 3 on top. Vekshar Hazal, Rav Alfasi, shareu atzmo pasak besof pirkin ketanakama dematnit in daasar afilu kisuy kelim dechabrinu baara kol shen lahem bet achiza v'yamai yeshara bekisuy detanur. So all the Rishonim discussed that the Rif seems to contradict himself, because at the end of the Perek, the sugya that we just read in Kuf Kaf Vav Amud Bet, the Rif writes the Halacha Ketana Kama, and I should have read the Rosh. The Rosh is the second part of the Rosh. The Rosh also mentioned this Stira. The Rosh says it's a Taut Sofer in the Rif. It should have been Halacha Kerabi Yossi, and it's a mistake. So according to the Rosh, the Rif meant to paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that kelim bechabrinu ba'ara doesn't require bet achiza, and then it goes well with the sugya about tanur in Kuf Kaf Hei. The sugya by tanur, we said tanur is a kli dechabrinu ba'ara. It's a kli that attached to the ground. Kli that attached to the ground, doesn't require bet achiza. So according to the Rosh, everything perfect, because anything that attached to the ground doesn't require bet achiza. We hold like Rabbi Yossi, Shkoyach. That's the opinion of the Rosh. The other Rishonim, the Ran, based on the Ramban, the Ran saw the Ramban inside. The Ramban is the one who's mechadesh the pshat in the Rif, and it's basically the understanding in the Rambam, the understanding of the Rav Magid in the Rambam. There are two kinds of kelim dechabrinu ba'ara. And I'm going to read the end of the run that I just read, page number 3 on top. אפשר שהרב אלפסי היה מפרש חברינו בהר הדאמרינן לקמן כגון חביות הקבורות בקרקע לגמרי. The רבנן אסרי, the third line in page number 3. חברינו בהר הדאמרינן לקמן כגון חביות הקבורות בקרקע לגמרי. The רבנן אסרי מפני שאינם נראים, והרן ככיסוי הקרקעות, אבל בכיסוי הכלים המגולים, אף על פי שמחוברים לקרקע, לא פליגי רבנן דמתניתין. וכן כתב הרמב״ם ז"ל בפרק כ"ה מלכות שבת. So, the Ramban, and basically the Ran after him, and the Rav Magid in the Rambam, they're mechadesh that there are two kinds of kelim dechabrinu be'ara. They're medakdek in Lashon Rambam and Lashon of the Rif. There are two kinds of kelim. When I have a big chavit, and I just put a little bit of mud on the bottom, and I'm attaching the chavit to the ground, it doesn't make the chavit to be ground, and it doesn't even look like ground, so there is no reason to require bet achiza. But if the chavit is I dig a hole in the ground and I put the chavit inside the hole, then I almost don't see the chavit anymore. It looks like ground. So in this type of kli, then we have the machloket in kuf kaf vav amud bet. And for this machloket, for kelim dechabrinu be'ara, meaning that they dig, that I put them in a hole in the ground, this type of kelim, the Rif tells you, we hold like Tanakama, so you need bet achiza. But tanur, in kuf kaf hey amud alef, what are you talking about? Tanur is on top of the ground. It has nothing to do with the ground. You don't have to have bet achiza. So that's the main explanation in the Rif and the main explanation in the Rambam. And it seems like that's the way that we hold la halacha, because the Shulchan Aruch is asking this way. And I have to mention here that if you have time, you should like look in the Ramban himself. In page number 4, you bring a different pshat to be mechalek between tanur and other type of kelim. And I would have said it in the Rambam, but unfortunately the Ramban himself learned in the Rambam not like this tevutz. But there is another interesting shita here. So if you have time, you highly recommend to take a look. Lemaise, the chiluk that we said between kelim atmunim bakarka to kelim that just attached to the ground, that's how we hold the halacha. I'm reading in page number 5 of the Shulchan Aruch. Kisui bor vedut, any talim, ela im ken yesh lahem bet achiza, de'az mukhach shehu kli. So bor vedut, it's mamash cover to the ground. So then there's no doubt. Everyone agree. That's the Gemara in Kuf Kaf Vav Amud Bet. B'shel kelim, if you have kli, afilu im mechubarim batit, that's basically the case of tanur, that it's still kli and it just attached on the bottom. Yecholim nitlam afilu en lahem bet achiza. V'hu shetiknam v'asa bahem ma'aseh. Or shenishtamash bahem imodim. We have only the requirement of Torat kli alav, and we hold also like Rabbeinu Tam, because he doesn't require them to do an external melacha. It's just the melacha that it is. You just need to dedicate them before Gam Tov, before Shabbat, or shenishtamash bahem imodim. Now, v'kisui chaviot ha-kvurot b'karka. Now he basically brings the chiluk that the Rav HaMagid and the Ran and the Ramban basically says in the Rambam. V'kisui chaviot ha-kvurot b'karka legamre tzrichot bet achiza. So we hold like Tanakama in Kuf Kaf Vav Amud Bet regarding to kelim that are mamash buried in the karka, mamash like in a hole. This type of kelim, we have a super chumrah that in addition to Torat Kli, you need Bet Achiza. Okay, so now, regarding to the second question, and basically that's what you mentioned before, when, I will mention basically the nafkamina between what you mentioned, like, when I have Bet Achiza, what does the Bet Achiza do? Let's say the cover was not covering the karka Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashmashot. It was on the table. Now it doesn't have bet achiza. Does the bet achiza as a requirement to take away the marit ha'ayin, that it looks like bone when you take it out of the ground? Or bet achiza is also something that has to do with shem mukta, right? So that's basically your question. So it's a big debate here in the achronim, and it revolves around the Magen Avraham and Sif Katan Kaf Gimel. How to understand what the Magen Avraham writes. The Magen Avraham writes, do you have it in page number 5?
No.
Yeah. Any talin, he explained the beginning. Any talin elam kinesh lehem bet achiza. Perush asur letaltel. So it seems like to say that there is a isur tiltul. The bet achiza has to do with isur tiltul. Not only binyan. Asur letaltel. Now he had a question. V'lo dami lechatichat cheres b'seif zayin, that lichora you don't need bet achiza, you don't need anything. Da'atam torat kli alav meikara. Mashen kum bekisui. Kisui need more than just a piece of cheres. Kisui cheres, a piece of shivrei charasim, we said that it's enough that you can cover, right? The whole shiur last week was revolving around the fact that you can cover with the pieces of shivrei cheres, ra'u lechasot, ra'u lechasot. Here you're telling me that ra'u lechasot is not enough. So what's the difference? He said, "Atamei Torat Kli Alav Meikara." By Kli, that was a Kli before Shabbat. Shabbat was starting with Kli, and then it broke. So it has Shem Kli. Now I just need to keep Shem Kli that was before. So for that, it's enough that you can cover. But Kisuya Kelim, it was never been a Kli to begin with. So you need to have Bet Achiza, and you need to have Torat Kli. Lachen Bainan Shetiknan. Now he ends with the sound that it's like, this is why we need Yichud, that's not why we need Bet Achiza. And then he said, "Mechubar lakarka, yesh lachud mishum binyan, lachen bain ben Bet Achiza." So if you read the Magen Avraham, it sounds like at the end of the Magen Avraham that the reason for Bet Achiza is to take away the Shem Binyan, and the reason for Torat Kli is to take away the Shem Muktzeh. But the beginning sounds like the Bet Achiza is also for Tiltu. So the Pri Megadim, if you look, he was a little bit mesupak in what exactly going on. He said, "Itchil bePerusho Asur leTaltel, Mashma Mita Mukze." And then I'm skipping to the maybe fifth line in the Pri Megadim. "Veefshar beLo Yichado veTikno leKach." If you didn't do Tikun Kli, you didn't do a Shem Kli, Kol SheEn Bet Achiza Asur beTiltul. וביש מותר בטלטול אף שלא תקנו לכך כל שיש דבר לאחז בו בתולדה. And then he basically offered that maybe בית אחיזה gonna deal with both, that if you have בית אחיזה it's gonna take care of both, כל שיש דבר לאחז בו בתולדה, ומי הוא כשיש תורת כלי מותר בטלטול. And based on that, תורת כלי is just a requirement for איסור טלטול if you don't have בית אחיזה, but if you have בית אחיזה, by definition takes care of both. But then he ends up, אבל המגן אברהם סובר לכאורה בית אחיזה אין צריך תורת כלי. So it seems like to hold in the מגן אברהם that בית אחיזה doesn't really require תורת כלי. What we said תורת כלי is just if you want to be metaltel the כיסוי when it's not, when it doesn't have בית אחיזה. So if it's not covering the ground and you just want to be able to move it in your house, then you need תורת כלי. But if you have בית אחיזה, you don't have anything to worry about. Biur Halacha doesn't like the Pri Megadim, and he argued with them, and he proved his point from Levush Esrad and a couple of other Achronim. So the Biur Halacha writes, "Any Talin, and Mishnah Berurah Shekatavnu B'Shem Magen Avraham." Page number 6, the bottom of the page, not bottom, bottom of the whatever is there. אין במשנה ברורה שכתבנו בשם מגן אברהם, הכוונה אפילו טלטול בעלמא. That you're not allowed even to be metaltelet without בית אחיזה, even if it has תורת כלי. וכן מוכח משבת קפקפי, כמן מטלטלין הנעידה. משמע זה דכיסוי בור ודות, אפילו בטלטול אסור. וכן מוכח מהרמב״ם, והר"ן, וכך כתב בלבוש אסרד. ולפלא על המגן אברהם, הפרי המגדים שכתב במשבצות זהב להפך. So, The Mishnah Berurah says, and I'm going to explain, let me just read one more line. כך כתב בדרך החיים כדברנו, אך האמת שאתך כל הפרי מגדים, זה למה יעשר בטלטול אחרי דתורת כלי עליו. The main דוחק that the פרי מגדים have is why would it be עשר בטלטול? It has תורת כלי. If it has תורת כלי, why do I care about בית אחיזה? If it's on the table and it has תורת כלי עליו, why do I care about בית אחיזה that it's going to be עשר בטלטול? That's why the פרי מגדים had a svara to say that in a chinami, if it's on the table, you could move it. ולעניות דעתי נראה פשוט דאחרי שבור ודות הם עניין הקרקע, ישבו כיסוי בור ודות לדלתות הבית. וכבר ידוע מה שכתב הרמב״ם בדלתות הבית, אף על פי שהם כלים מכל מקום אסורים בטלטול, לפי שלא יוכלו לטלטל. רוצו לומר שהם עובדים רק למלאכתן להתחבר עוד לבית ולא להשתמש בהם, והחינמי בענייננו הם עומדים רק לכיסוי הבור ולא להשתמש בהם. So the ביור הלכה basically gives us explanation for the what's going on here regarding to Mukze. You're right, the Pri Megadim, he says, you're right that it has Torat Kli, so it should have been Mutar B'Tiltul if it's not covering the ground now. The problem of Tiltul should have been okay, but since this kli is dedicated to cover the ground, so it's the same svara that I said before in Rashi, based on the Rosh, it's similar svara, it's not exactly the same, but it's the same idea that since it's meshamesh the ground, so it takes away the shem kli. You're right that covering is enough. It's unlike Rashi exactly, because according to Rashi, covering might be not enough to give shem kli, but that's the debate. Assuming kli, covering stuff is enough to give Torah kli. It's a lower level of kli, but it's enough. But if it covering a kli, that it's a real kli, that's fine. But if it's covering the ground, and it's meshamesh only the ground, that takes away the shem kli. That's why you need Bet Achizah. So Bet Achizah is going to take care of two problems. It's going to take care of the problem that it's not bone anymore, because it has something that shows that it's like mitaltel. And if it has something to show that it's mitaltel, so it's not mitbatel towards the ground. It's like a siman to show that it's in and of itself. It has a chashivut for itself. It's not mitbatel towards the ground, binyan-wise and tiltur-wise.
But how is it handled? I mean, it handles...
It shows that it's not something that is like...
It's still just to be mishamed to the ground. It's just now you can lift it up easier, but it's still mamish. That's...
I think it's more like the way it looks like. It's the way it looks like. If you have like a cover that it's like, you know, the cover of the ground that it's flat and it has nothing on top, so it's basically become part of the ground. You step on it, you do whatever you want. But when you have a handle, it basically shows that it's open and closed. It's something that it's not permanent. It's something that's, it's like mitaltel. It's not mitbatel towards the ground. It's not to keep it there forever. It's more like a sign. It's not like a, the etzem.
It shows that you're going to open it.
Right. It shows that it's in. It's chashivut. Yeah. It's something that.
If you don't have a Beis Achiza and you would put it on Shabbos, would you be over on Bona?
Kelim dechabrinu ba'ara, lichora. The way it seems like in the Rishonim, kelim dechabrinu ba'ara is just going to be the Rabbanon. If it's mamash ground, if it's mamash ground, if it has bet achiza, I'm not.
Without a bet achiza.
What?
Without a bet achiza, and you put it on the ground.
And you put it down.
You cover another. You cover, let's say, the bore.
Something
that's
in
the
car.
Is it
bone? Karka gamu. Karka gamu.
So I thought it was almost like a muktzah machmas chesron kiss, because there's no base achiza. It's miyuchid for the karka, and that's, you can't.
So it become like the karka.
What?
It become like the karka.
Yeah.
Well, if you put it in the ground, you'd be chayv d'oraisa, or
if it's mamash karka. If it's kelim dechabrinu ba'ara, if it's kelim dechabrinu ba'ara, it's very hard to say it's going to be d'oraisa, because it's just kelim. So.
Right.
Although if it's more than 40 sa, maybe it's going to be boina. But if it's a small, if it's a mamash karka itself, and you just use something that it's going to stay there for a long time, and it doesn't have bet achiza, so your kisu is basically mitbatel toward the karka, so you're adding on the karka, you're adding something on the binyan. It might be doraita, I'm not sure. But I hear the tzad to say that it's going to be doraita, because you're basically mevatel it there, so it's, you're doing something in the ground. It's a...
I thought it was almost like as far as Machmas Chesron Kiss, that it's completely miyuchad for the ground, which is, and it's usher. I don't know if...
You're saying...
It's not that it's actually Chesron Kiss, but in other words, it's miyuchad for the
right,
purpose.
But you need to deal with two things, meaning you need to deal with the problem of boine and the problem of muktzeh, so...
Well, the bona is
just...
Yeah, fine.
Right.
But
so
I'm saying, but even
so he's saying what you're saying, basically. That
right, no.
Dlatot Abayit, it's not mamash chesron kis, but it's like dedicated for this purpose. So although the delet have shem kli, I can sit on the delet if it came off. I could do something with the delet.
Right.
But since it was
like
part
a,
of the house,
like a clue.
The house takes away the shem kli, even if it has shem kli. It's not that it doesn't have shem kli, that kisui is not enough to give shem kli. Kisui is enough to give shem kli for kli. But if it's attached to something, if it's meshamesh something else that takes away the shem kli, that it's more important than it, or takes away the shem kli. Although it has shem kli, but it's like sit on it and takes away the shem kli. That's why Daltot Abayit, the Rambam said, although they have shem kli, since they were attached to the house, benash mashot, that's their definition for Shabbat. This Shabbat, at least, going to be not kli, although hypothetically they could have been kli if they were not attached.
Okay.
Okay, so that's regarding Daltot Kisui HaKelim and Daltot HaBayit. We might go back to this with this, the next topic, but the next topic is very important also to understand the concept of the correlation between Shabbat and Tum'ah, and what is enough to consider Shem Kli, or to keep Shem Kli on something. So, din of machat, machat shenital chora or oktza. So, we have in Gemara in Shabbat in Kufkaf Gimel Amud Aleph, machat shel yad litol ba'et hakosts. Shalach lerava bred rava lerav Yosef, yelamdenu rabenu, machat shenital charara or oktza, mao. You have a needle, the hole came off, or the... What do you think? The
eye. The hole is like the eye.
Aisle?
Eye.
The eye, and what would you call the other side?
Point.
The point?
Well, that's what the
chara is. Yeah, so chara is the eye, and uktza is the point. So what's the din? Amar leet nitu, amachat shita litol ba'et hakotz. I can still do a melacha with it. Why would it be different than all the shivrei kelim that we mentioned? That still it's still doing what something that it did before, so it keeps the shem kli. Eitev machat shenital charara or ktsa teura. Dina tuma, we see that when the chor or the oketz came off, it's not considered kli anymore. So for Shabbat should be muktzah also. אמר רבי, תומה השבת קרה מתומה כלי מעשה בעינן, לעניין שבת מידי דחזי בעינן, וענה מחזי למשקל הבקוץ. So רבי seemed to say that there is a main difference, a major difference between תומה and שבת. For תומה we need כלי מעשה, we need something more defined like a מעשה. שבת, even if it's not considered a מעשה, it's enough that as long as you can do something with it, it's good.
It's original maisa, its original use, or just anything
for tuma.
Yeah,
kli maaseh is more. It's a citut from the Torah. Kol kli maaseh. It needs to be more defined, like a real kli. It needs to be bet kibul, not bet kibul. Dinei tuma v'tara is more like goes around bet kibul. If it doesn't have bet kibul, it needs to be a specific material. It's kli maaseh is basically referring to the Parsha of Kelim in the Torah, I think. But Shabbat needs to be more flexible, according to Abaye, because we just need to have any type of mela, anything that this item can do, it's going to be enough to be called Shem Kelim. Amarav aman dekamotiv shafir kamotiv midilinyan tuma alav manau linyan shabbat nami alav manau. Rava says, no, the person who was makshe a good question, and I agree that lichora Tumah and Shabbat should be the same definition. So what are you going to do with the Kushiya? Machat b'nekuvim. So he basically said it should be Osir. So meitiv, machat b'nekuvah, ben shena nekuvah, mutar l'taltala b'Shabbat, v'lamru nekuvah el aliyan tumah bilvat. So l'chor we have a braita that basically said the opposite of what Rava says, that there is a chiluk between Tumah and Shabbat, that nekuvah v'na nekuvah has to do only with Tumah and not for Shabbat. תרגמה הבאה, עלי בדרבה, בגול מהסקינן, זימנין דמים לחלי ומשבי למנה. אבל איך הדנית לך רע ורצה, אדם זורקר לבין הגרוטאות. So Gemara says, הבאה coming to save רבה, and he says, לשיטתך רבה, you should be metarets that we're discussing גלמי. גלמי meaning like piece of metal, it looks almost like a needle, that you could make it a needle. So when it's גלמי, then it's easier to give it Shem Kli, but when it broke, Shabbat and Tuma Lichora should be the same. So what exactly Rava hold the Maise here? And we hold like Rava. So what exactly do we hold the Maise? Because it seems like Rava hold that Shabbat and Tuma should be the same, and then he says that Golmei is not the same. So we're not holding that Shabbat and Tuma is the same, but Golmei. And also, Tosfot asked the question, by Tuma, Tosfot, look in Tosfot, מדליין תומה לב מנה ולעניין שבת למי לב מנה, הוא תימה, עד אתנן לכמן כל הכלים הניטלים, שבריהם ניטלים, אבל גב, דליין תומה לא אבי מנה כשנשבר, אלא על ידי ייחוד. Says Tosfot, we just learned the previous shiur that if you have a kli shenishbar and the shivrei kelim can do a melacha, so you can be metaltel on Shabbos. But for dinei tumah, the fact that you can cover it, that you can cover with the broken pieces, that's not enough. You need to dedicate them to be doing this specific melacha, and then it's going to be mekabel tumah. So how can Rava says that Shabbat and tumah is the same, at least for the purpose of shivrei kelim? Shivrei kelim for tumah, you need dedication. It's true that you could be miyached shivrei kelim lechasot b'hem et pi hapach, but as long as you didn't do it,
it's not automatic.
Right. So it's another kushiyah that Rava has to deal with. So Tosfot says, "V'yesh lo madachi perushom medileinian tumah lavmanu afilu al yedei ichud dekevan denital charara uktzah lo meani beichud linan Shabbat lo meani ba leichud linan Shabbat nami lavmanu." But Tosfot says, you know what? Rava didn't really mean to say that it's exactly the same. Rava wanted to say that anything that it's easy to become kli, meaning that it's enough to dedicate it, to do yichud, you don't need to do maise, if it's so easy to give Shem Tuma for Shabbat, you can go down one step down and says, even if you didn't dedicate it, it's going to be still kli. But by machat shenital charara uktza, machat is not going to help you to dedicate it to take a kotz, to take the thorn. You need to do a maise. If you need to do a maise, that shows that it's basically garbage. It's not nobody going to do anything with that. And if you're going to be miyached, it's not going to be chal because nobody does it. The only thing that's going to really give the shem kli is if you're going to do. You're going to go out of your way and you're going to do an actual maise, physical maise. So what Tosfot is basically saying is, Rava says that whenever for Tuma it's easy to apply Shem Kli, that it's enough Yichud, it's going to be good for Shabbat even without Yichud. But anything that needs to do extra maise, that's mean that it's basically like a rock. And until you're going to do an actual maise, it's not going to have Shem Kli. This is one way to deal with the sugya here regarding the question of shivrei kelim. Why shivrei kelim you need yichud for tumah but not for Shabbat? We have another question in this sugya that it's very obvious. By machat, lichora, the question of the Gemara, Abaye, when he says that I can use the broken machat, the broken needle, and I can take a thorn with it. So last year we learned that anything that can still do me'en melacha, even melacha acheret, keeps the shem kli. So why would it be different? So the way that Tosfot seems to hold, seems to be metaretz this question also by saying that it's true that you could maybe do it, but nobody does it, or it's, since it's need maise, the fact that you maybe could do something with it, it's not enough. But Tosfot doesn't point this question. He just deal with a different question. You can think what Tosfot would say for the question that I just mentioned, but the Ritva is the one who asked the question like in and of itself. It's not so clear what Tosfot is going to say about this question, but the Ritva is exclusively discuss this question. Perush, I'm reading the Ritva. Perush da'af al gav da'adayin ruya l'intilat ha'kotz. So he's basically explaining the opinion of Rava. It's page number 8 in the Ritva on the bottom. Perush da'af al gav da'adayin ruya l'intilat kotz v'havya keshever kli shemeshamesh me'en melacha de'have bar tiltul kegon cheres ktana v'krumit shel kane kedil kaman. So he's basically asking the question, what is going on here? By machat, I could still do something with it. And it should be exactly the same like Shivrei Harasim. Answer the Ritva, Shani Acha, She'en Derech Liyached Machat Kazeh L'Entilat Kotz, Ela Zorko L'Ben Agrutaot, Ve'avele Keshireh Pirzumatiyot, De'lo Chashiv Imana L'Ishtamush Be'u, L'Main D'Mishtavish B'Kumim Shekaleh. The way that the Ritva is dealing with the question is, we're going by the Regilut, what normally people would do. So in their days, when you have a chavit that broke, but people usually don't throw the pieces. They would still use the pieces of the chavit לחסות בהם פי הפח, להביא משקה, whatever, they're going to use them. So even if you didn't dedicate it to use it yet, but it's normal, and we would assume that when it broke, you're not going to throw it. So that keeps Shem Kli on the broken pieces. And you don't need to do any dedication. It still keeps the Shem Kli on it. But Machat, Machat is something that when it broke, it's cheap, it's not so important. Everyone throw it to the garbage. So even if you didn't throw it to the garbage, it's considered like it's in the garbage. And not only in the garbage, it's like in the garbage before Shabbat. It's like nothing. And that's a problem that we have to deal with. But it seems like even if it broke in Shabbat itself, it's considered completely garbage now, and it's muktzeh, because nobody does it. And if you decided that you want to be miyachedet for netilat kotz, so you're weird. We don't accept, it's meshuna, it's not normal. So if you're going to do it, fine. You could be doing maisa, you can do something special and dedicated to it.
Basically, Shiva Kalim only works in something that people would normally use.
Right.
Is this beferish in the Gemara? I mean, that's beferish, tergum ha'bailu d'rabba. That's literally what I said.
Yeah, but here it's been said like in contrast to the what he says before. He says begol me'askinan, begol me. Sometimes you would use it to create a machat. Sometimes you would use it to take thorn. But nital charaoksa, you would normally wouldn't do that. So that's why begol me is more important than broken one. But it doesn't say that it's so bad that it's worse than shivrei kelim. It's mashma here, but it doesn't say. He seems to just explain why golme is better than a broken one, and it's true. You could say that for charasim also, that you would throw them. Adam zorka leben agrut ha'od. You can say that many people do it. He basically said Adam zorka, meaning not Adam, is like everyone. That's right. What they do. So fine, in achinami, if it was pashut for you, ashrech. Chidush Aran doesn't say that. Chidush Aran, if you have time, see the Chidush Aran is tremendous Chidush here. I don't want to make it too complicated, but take a look if you have time after. He had a different explanation on this. The Tosfot in Zvachim seems to say the same thing like the Ritva, and the Magen Avraham in our Siman bring the two Tosfot in. He said that the Tosfot in Zvachim doesn't say exactly what the Tosfot that we just read in Shabbat says. He basically said that the Tosfot in Zvachim meant to say what the Ritva is saying. That the main point of Rava is that we go by the Regilut. It's less about what you need Maise or not Maise. You need Dibur or Maise. That's the Tosfot in Shabbat, right? Tosfot in Shabbat mechalek between anything that you could have been miyached. That is enough to give to Rat Kli. If you need a mice, that's not enough. The Ritva seem more to say that the point is what the normal people would do, that keeps Shem Kli. So he understood that the Tosfot in Zvachim basically says what the Ritva is saying. And if you look in Tosfot in Zvachim, there is a problem in the Girsa there, so even if the Tosfot in Zvachim didn't say that, we found that the Ritva said it. So we have a source for the Magen Avraham no matter what. Look in page number 10 on the bottom. The Magen Avraham says, "V'kavanatam de'davka b'shivrei kelim." It's the bottom of the page. "Dergilim li'shtamesh b'hem tashmish acher shari le'taltalam." "Mashenkin b'machat dergilim le'zorko ben agrutot k'shenishbera k'deita b'gemara." He basically medakdek like what you medakdek in the Gemara. לכן נראה לעניות דעתי עיקר, דפשט הדמדנית ממש מדהים את קנאה למיתוח תמאה בלא שום תיקון. He's basically saying that based on the ריטווה, and התוספות עם זבחים, אם את קנאה למיתוח, when you use the machat to something that people usually don't do, you don't need a maise. Because if you decide to do that, that's fine. But as long as you didn't decide to do that, it's not going to have Shem Kli, and it's considered like a rock. So that's the nafkamina, the way that the Magen Avraham understood the nafkamina between the Ritva and Tosfot in Zvachim to Tosfot by us. Tosfot by us was mechalek between Dibur and Maise. For Machat, you need Maise, so it's Mamash Arak. That's what defined the Machat to be a lower level, low class Kli, not nothing. And the Ritva says, or the Tosfot in Zvachim, that what we care about is what normally people would do. So in achinami, in both cases, dibur is going to be enough. But the question is, what we're going to define it when you didn't do the dibur? By machat, we would say it's a rock. By shivrei kelim, we would say it still keeps the Shem kli, because some people do that. Now, that's a nafkamina, a very strong nafkamina bazman hazeh, because the poskim are debating, because we're used to throw many things to the garbage. So, and we hold like this ritva lemaise. So based on that, if you have something that everyone throw to the garbage, it's going to become mukta at the minute that you're basically done with it. Disposable kelim, depends what type of, but some of them are basically qualified to be in this category. I don't have so much time, but the Magen Avraham have another chidush based on the dlatot that we just discussed. And again, meaning what Tosfot in Zvachim basically saying that Shivrei Kelim, when people still use them, so since Ben Hashmashot it was a kli, so it keeps the Shem kli on it, right? But if nobody is using the Shvarim anymore, so the Shem kli is disappearing. It's like it's in the garbage. Me'erev Shabbat, I don't know how, but basically it doesn't have any use. It's like a rock. But it sounds like the understanding of the Magen Avraham that there is migodit katzai by kelim, by mukta. It goes by what it was ben hashmashot. It keeps Shem kli, it doesn't keep Shem kli. Rabbi Akiva Eiger discussed in a couple of places in our siman about migudit katzai, his mesupak by sakin shel mila. What if you're gonna decide erev Shabbat that you're not makpid? Is it batladat or is not batladat? Is it migudit katzai? Is it not migudit katzai? So he's arguing all over the siman with the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham seems to say every place that there is migudit katzai by kelim, and the Rabbi Akiva Eiger seems to say it's only according to Rabbi Shimon, but we don't hold like Rabbi Shimon, so we shouldn't say migudit katzai. And then he continues after, and the Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Yutet, and the Mishnah Berurah brought it down in, we should have mentioned that the previous year, Deltot Abayit, if you have Delet that came off on Shabbat itself, the Rambam writes, we mentioned, that although normally Delet has Shem Kli, but since it's attached to the house, and Ben Hashmashot it was not Kli, it took away the Shem Kli, and when it's going to come off in the middle of Shabbat, it's not going to become Kli again, because what was Ben Hashmashot stays. So you see that the definition of the Kli Ben Hashmashot determines the status of the Kli, although it could have been a Kli Ben Hashmashot. So again, the same logic of the Magen Avraham proved from this Rambam, the מזה ללמוד, it's the top of page 12, מזה יש ללמוד, דו עדין כלים המוקצים שנשברו בשבת, אף על גב דעכשיו אינם מוקצים אסורים. If we have a מוקצה כלי, it broke on Shabbat, so now it's not, why would it be מוקצה? It's not going to do the מלאכה of איסור. But since בין השמשות it was מוקצה, the same way that the door was a כלי, but it was attached, so it took away the שם כלי, so determined the שם כלי בין השמשות, so too, Kli HaMukzeh, Ben HaShemashot, it was Kli Shemlachto Leisu, and now it broke, or Kli Chesron Kis, was Chesron Kis, Ben HaShemashot, now it's not Chesron Kis, it still should be also. Rabbi Akiva Eiger come and scream again, who said that? By Daltot Abayit, it's still going to be attached, so it's going to take away the Shem, it's still take away the Shem Kli, because you're planning to put it back, but a normal Kli that broke, he said, even Leshitato of the Magen Avraham, that you do, it's not Leshitato. He said that by Delet, it's not because Migudit Katzai. Delet is not because Migudit Katzai. Delet is because you're still planning to reattach it. So that what keeps the Shem Kli away from the Kli, because you're planning to put it back. But if a Kli, that Kli Shem Lachto Leisu, or Mukzim Mechamat Chesron Kis, broke, it's done. It's not a Kli anymore. There is no plan to recreate it. So, took away the Shem kli, and there is no migudit katzai by kelim. And we mentioned in the first shiur about the chakira, what is the tiltul mukze? Is gzerat kelim is the same like gzerat mukze, or it's not? And for sure, according to the rishonim, that tiltul kelim is not because of mukze, it makes sense not to say migudit katzai by kelim. And it makes sense for the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Lemais, the Rabbi Akiva Eiger was not paskening like this b'Torat Vada. And the Mishnah Bura here in Sif Katan Lamedhei, he bring the Magen Avraham Lemaise, so he's machmir. So again, if you have other tzirufim, maybe you can consider that. But Rabbi Akiva is more like talking b'limud. There is a fascinating Rashba about Macha that I would highly recommend also. It's mamash turning everything upside down. His Mechalek ben the Machat was broke Erev Shabbat, after Shabbat. He compared Machat to Shivrei Kelim. He's like, mamash, if I had another 10 minutes, I would have discussed that, but I don't. So you can read it in the book, in the pages.